All right, so why don't we get started? Joe, you want to put up the flag there?
Okay.
So let's say the pledge, please.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay, the first order of business after that is the minutes from the previous meeting of August 12th. Do I have a motion?
I have a question about the minutes.
Sure.
I was not particularly excited about the comments at the public hearing. Okay. I thought I made some points about the amount of sites we have. And it just says that I didn't like the idea. So could I get that other stuff put in?
I think we're going to need something more than the other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I made mention. What will have to happen is if I say something that wasn't the exact words that I said at the meeting, then she has to put those
right. So you'd like her to elaborate. You'd like her to elaborate and add some more substance to what you said.
Yes. I referred to the number of lots and that we were talking about just 1 mile. So that paragraph, which wasn't that long either, I would like to have put in.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes as amended?
Make a motion, cut the minutes.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Next are the revenue reports for June and July. Planning from June is $300, and July Public Works is $6,150, and planning was $3,562.50. Do I have a motion to accept those as...
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay. Next up is correspondence. We have a letter from Deborah Hubbard regarding the Wappingers Creek Green Rail or Greenway Trail. Kind of a follow-up to a previous note regarding people not respecting the fact that the trail is on private property. As we discussed, I think we agreed that it was a good idea to put up some signs to let people know when they're leaving the town property and when they're going on to private property. I've reviewed some proposed designs from the Parks Department, and the last I knew they were going to go out and get somebody to make those signs so that we could put them up. Gist of it is they're going to the sign remind people that they're going on to private property to not loiter, to not litter, and that sort of thing. The idea is to let them know that they're no longer on public property, but are entering private property, and so they should keep moving. And
Could we ask the highway department to make those signs, or is that out of line?
I think when we did that, we got a little bit of resistance. So I think it's probably better for and quicker if we just
go outside.
Find company to do it.
All right. Yes. Yeah. What's the quickest?
But the idea is to let people know they're leaving public property and leaving private property, and tell them that they shouldn't be loitering on the property, they shouldn't be littering and that sort of thing.
I think if you abuse the trail, you lose the trail, that might help a little bit for people to understand that it's just...
Sure. I agree. Mm.
Okay. We don't need to vote on that, do we?
No.
No.
Okay. Now, we already agreed that we wanted to do that. Yes. I just need to check where we are in status. We should be getting those signs up soon, however.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Next up is the outdoor sports and recreation. We need to schedule a public hearing or reschedule the public hearing for September 23rd, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to schedule.
Okay. Second.
Seconded by Gary.
Favor.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is a proposed resolution authorizing application for a grant related to municipal agriculture and farmland protection. The intent of going forward with this grant is to fund a study conducted jointly between us and the town of Unionvale to look at open space and farmland in the town and come up with an inventory and recommendations on what might be considered for protection moving forward. I believe we did this some number of years ago. And the idea behind this, I think, is to just get an updated inventory and an updated recommendation. The town's not committed to accepting or moving forward with any of the specific or the collective recommendations, but it allows us to get an updated, collection of proposed spaces for our consideration. Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
Sure.
It talks about Unionvale and the town of LaGrange,
right,
and the boundary line. Does this limit us to using property only that borders both
towns? No. The only reason we're going into it collectively is I think we get double the money, right, Jennifer?
Okay. No, that's fine, and you're bleeping in and out.
Yeah.
No, that answers my question fine. So do we need a motion on that?
Yeah, we do.
So move.
I'll make a motion. Do the grant.
Gary seconded.
I have Joe making the motion and Gary seconding. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay. Next has to do with the Overlook Sewer District. And we have a number of things. We have an updated petition. We have a EAF and the order to reestablish and setting the public hearing for September 23rd. This has to do with establishing the new sewer district that we've been looking at for some time. Do I have a motion on accepting the petition for reestablishment of the Overlook Place Sewer District?
So moved.
Ed Jessup will make that motion to accept the petition.
I think I've got Joe making the motion and Ed seconding. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. The next is an acceptance of the EAF Part 1. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the EAF Part 1.
And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Gary seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And lastly, the order of establishment of the sewer district and to set the public hearing for September 23rd, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second that.
Richie seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next up has to do with the Titusville Sewer District. We have a request from the UPS facility on Fireman's Way asking us to accept an out-of-district agreement. As we know, this district is about to be expanded, but they have a more accelerated timeline, so they've asked for consideration of joining with an out-of-district agreement that would allow them to actually build the connecting pipe that would connect to the existing main. It gains them time, but it also saves us money because they'll be putting in the pipe instead of us. So I think it's a positive thing. Is there any discussion?
No.
Do I have a motion?
I'll second it.
Who made the motion?
Who made the motion?
Joe.
Joe, actually. definitely made the motion.
Thank you.
Joe made the motion and Richie seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Carried. The next is a letter from Wanda regarding the sewer district in Slate and Frank Farm. We have in the last, I don't know, a couple of weeks, we've had two different people come to us with a complaint on their on the cost of their sewer bill. One of the people asserts that it's because they were watering a brand new lawn, so they used a lot of water. As you know, our sewer bill usage fees are tied to water usage. And they're suggesting that because the water was watering their lawn, it didn't go into our sewer system, and they're asking for some level of relief. The second person is saying that that they were running their water because their kids were hot and playing in a sprinkler and that sort of thing. I'm not sure what anybody wants to do about this. Our practice in the past has been to not really entertain these things. In the past, it's usually been caused by, I don't know, a running toilet or something along those lines where the water actually was going into the sewer plant and so it was being treated. In these two cases, that doesn't appear to be the case, but I'm not sure what the board feels about this.
Well, if you want to, you know, if you want to be extra nice, we could figure this out somehow by adding the other usage, the other quarter usages, and divide by whatever that number is. So if we pick four quarters.
That's what Wanda had recommended in the letter.
Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say?
That's what Wanda had recommended in the memo.
In the letter, okay.
Right there. The letter.
Does that sound good? Sounds good right to me.
I think I do think that in addition to that, we need to tell both these folks, you need to understand how water and sewer bills work and understand right. This is not something that's going to happen every summer.
No. This is a one-time. Yes, that's true.
Okay, so do I have a motion to accept Wanda's recommendation?
Yes, I'll make a motion to accept Wanda's recommendation.
Gary makes the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
That's Richie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. All right. Next up is a request from Margaret Schmitz, the receiver of taxes. She'd like to get town board authorization to include an insert in the school tax bills that are going out. I believe the nature of the insert that she's requesting is that it would discuss options for people who are going to be paying their taxes and want to do that in person as opposed to remotely because the building's still not open. Right. I'm pushing rather aggressively to try to open the building as soon as possible, but it probably will not be open by the time that the tax paying period is available. And this is just going to stress that if they in fact want to pay in person, for example, many people want to pay in cash, and we're obviously not going to encourage them to send that in the mail. It's just going to kind of emphasize the procedures and make them aware. I think that's a good idea. Do I have a motion?
Yes, she has. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say that she sent us a copy of the flyers. It works well.
All right, so I think Ed made the motion, and I think Gary seconded it.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Next, we have a request from the planning board related to recommendations for reapproval of two subdivisions. One is Lake Branch, the other is Rolling Meadows. These are kind of routine things. Our code says that when subdivisions are approved, that they're valid for a certain period of time and then they expire and they require them to reapply for reapproval. Planning board has that authority, but the code asks that they ask for our recommendations prior to us, prior to them taking that action. Do I have a motion to recommend that they reapprove the Lake Ridge subdivision?
I'll make that motion, Ed Jessup.
Second it.
Richie seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. And do I have a motion to do to recommend the reapproval of the Rolling Meadows subdivision as well, please?
Yes.
I'll make that motion, Alan, to grant the.
I'll second that.
Okay, so Ed Chesson making the motion and Richie seconding that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up are committee reports. Do we have anything from the CAC?
No.
Anything from Highway?
No.
Anything from Business and Economic Development?
No, no report.
Recreation?
No.
Open Space?
Other than now moving forward, applying for the grant with Unionville, we'll keep everybody advised on how that works out. Thank you, Jennifer.
Great, thank you. Any further town board comments? Anything from the town attorney this evening? Do I have a motion to open for public comment?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Are there any public comments? If there are, can Chris, should they be able to unmute themselves?
Yes, they should be able to do so.
Okay, are there any questions or comments from the public? Any questions or comments from the public? Do I have a motion to close the public comment period?
Ed Jessup, Mayor, will make the motion.
And do I have a second?
Second, McGarry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any further discussion this evening?
No.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And a second?
Second, McGarry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thanks, folks.
Have a good night. Enjoy yourselves.